cut the music. Oh, I want to show y'all something. This is very, very important before we start. So, my last show, not the show I did. Yeah, my last show. Let me just show y'all something. This is just for educational purpose. I want to show y'all something. So they could talk about us and make money. They could ridicule us and make money. They could do everything on our expense and make money. But we can't talk about them. Let me show you something. Hold on. See what that say? Just read it. I ain't even going to say it out loud because they watching. But look, you watch this show. I didn't say nothing bad. I didn't call them names, nothing derogatory, none of that. But look. We're not allowed to even talk about them. See that? I just wanted to prove a point. After manually, look at that. I just wanted to show you something. That's all. I just wanted to show you something. That's it. I just wanted to show you. Just wanted to show you. The fight is fixed. The fight is fixed. It is nothing. The fight is fixed. Look, even when we go and we talk, we want to talk about us. The fight is fixed. What can we do? So, you know, hey, when you see me, now you see when I be saying certain stuff. I just wanted to show and prove to y'all that I don't be capping. Y'all watch that. What did I say in there? I didn't say nothing derogatory. I said I understood what was going on. I didn't use no foul language. I ain't do none of that. I just wanted to show y'all what we up against. And I say we because I'm in a fight with y'all, although my fight is a little different. But I just want to show you what we up against. That's what brings us to tonight's topic. As you seen yesterday, I reported that Ebro said the record labels are no longer interested. Deprioritizing, meaning that signing rappers and hip-hop acts is no longer a priority for the record labels. Now they're into African music and Latin music. What's Latin music? What's African music? Because the last time I checked, that's still our music. It's just our cousins and relatives of other places. But you see how they separate us via the music? You see how they say, they give the music genres and this music now and that music and rappers. But the most ironic thing about it is that this music that they're saying they want to sign, they're using hip-hop beats. They're using hip-hop beats. So when you hear Burna Boy, I believe his name is, making a song to Brandy Sitting on Top of the World, that's us. But see, this is what happens, right? They made them make this type of music. See, they make you follow a script, right? And this is what happens when you're not creative. And this was my tweet today. You have to create. If you create, and the creation is something that we all love, then we're going to gravitate towards the creation. When you carbon copy stuff, you think we're going to listen to a freestyle over a Jay-Z beat? No, we're just going to listen to Jay-Z. We don't want to hear your freestyle, fam. I'm sorry. We don't want to hear you freestyle. So what happened was many of you artists was following a script and a blueprint that was laid out. Being that so many of you stuck and you don't want to move forward and evolve and make the culture grow, that's why I kept telling, didn't I not tell y'all many shows ago, stop with this Biggie and Tupac stuff. Stop with that. This is what I'm saying. We respect them. We love them for what they did. But God damn, Come on now. Whether you like Nas or you love Nas or not, he's putting out projects in 2023. We can't say somebody's the greatest rapper and the GOAT, and they made music 30 years ago. That's personal. But people who are active need to get recognized for their activity. We keep living in this nostalgia thing with hip-hop, and we keep saying, yo, bring it back to, I want to take it back to when, yo, there is no taking it back to nothing. Let's evolve. Let's move forward. Let's keep creating. Stop trying to recreate the wheel. And that is the problem. This culture keeps trying to recreate. No, we have to move forward so we grow. We have to move forward so it grows. So they made y'all follow a script. It goes in waves. 1 minute is reggaeton. Then it's crunk. Then it's trap. Then it's drill. Then it's the drill UK style, or I might have said that wrong. Then you got Bronx drill. You got Brooklyn drill. You got Chicago drill, which is first. And then they say, you know what? We tired of this all together. We're going to move in another direction. We getting too much flack. Giving y'all too much money. Y'all don't know what to do. Y'all keep getting locked up. Y'all keep going to prison. You keep bothering each other. Y'all keep hurting one another. Let's go in another direction with the whole industry. So they've been wiping out genres. I don't even know if y'all know they've been wiping out genres in the music industry. There are no R&B groups. Give me an R&B group. I'll wait. Hit you with the Hulk Hogan, which is really superstar Billy Graham's. Hulk Hogan bit off a superstar Billy Graham, but regardless. Give me an R&B group. Give me some reggae. Where the conscious hip hop at? Where's the boom bap getting played on mainstream like it used to? They kill off genres. They kill off genres. And y'all allow it. Because you gravitate towards all the ratchet. You gravitate towards everything that's ratchet. It's ratchet. They find a way to put it before you and you promote it. You promote it. So then they believe that, hey, they don't want this. Why should we put this group forward? They don't want to hear no consciousness. Why would we promote a conscious group? Conscious hip hop has been so poor that y'all take Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole as conscious hip hop. Family, they are conscious more than rap out now, but that's not conscious. I'm telling y'all, that is not conscious hip hop. It's just that they don't curse and they might have a message. That's not what conscious hip hop is. That's not X-Clan. Conscious hip hop is radical change. Fighting for something. That's not what J. Cole do, and that's not what Kendrick Lamar does. They do good music, but it's not conscious. You just think because they don't curse, they conscious? That's not what conscious hip-hop is, fam. Fight the power. That's conscious hip-hop. You headed for self-destruction. That's conscious hip-hop. They're not conscious the way consciousness was in its inception. They just aren't gangster rap. They're not trapped. So they automatically put them in a conscious thing. You just say they're conscious. And they are conscious, but you don't hear too much political rap from them. You don't hear too much. You don't hear too much change evoking raps from them. You know, that's not conscious hip hop. I'm just be real with you, because I remember the inception of conscious hip hop. It's not conscious. It's just good music. Poor Righteous Teachers, Brand New, but that's, it's not conscious. But y'all want consciousness so bad, they're dubbed conscious, and you're like, yeah, they're conscious. No, they're not. They're dope rappers who don't curse and not moronic, who's not promoting something. So now you just take them as consciousness. But you know what? It's better than nothing, so I accept it. I'm not going to shun it. I'm not going to shun it. But they're in the system too. So, record labels are no longer signing hip-hop artists. So a fool once said, respectfully, and I'm going to be respectful in this. I'm not going to be disrespectful to individuals, because I think individuals don't know. And many individuals like to regurgitate buzzwords, because buzzwords and regurgitation make you sound smart. But most of the time, you regurgitate something that's stupid, and you keep regurgitating it because you thought a smart person said it. So if a smart person said it and didn't know what they talking about, and you repeat it like a parakeet, then you sound like them to you. But to me, somebody who knows better, you sound like a damn fool the way they did. So what they say, you don't need labels these days. Record labels don't count anyway. With all this technology, you don't need a label. Fam, it's a monopoly, man. Unless the only way you're independent is if you are selling your music out of your trunk. The minute you put it on the streaming platforms, you're not independent. Because you need the streaming platform. The streaming platforms, the indie, the empires, and all these so-called independent places are acting like record labels now. They're functioning like record labels. So you think because you cut through the Atlantic system, Universal system, and you went here, the minute you got to sign something, you are not independent. You are dependent on what you signed to. You didn't sign to DistroKid. You didn't sign to TuneCore. You are not independent. You have to set a, could you release it when you want to? You have to set a release date. I am not independent. I am on YouTube. As I just displayed to you in the beginning of the live stream, if they so choose to not monetize something, what can I do? If they want to pull a video down, what can I do? Yes, I can release a video when I want to. Yes, I can do whenever I want to, but they still own it. So when y'all keep saying, oh, you don't need labels anyway, the labels ain't, this is a monopoly. This is a monopoly. You don't think that Atlantic and them, don't they release their artists on these streaming platforms as well? You don't think they all in cahoots? You really think you independent? Why? Because nobody gave you no money? See, the problem with misinformation is that you keep spreading misinformation instead of getting the information. Stop listening to stuff and believing in stuff because he said it or she said it. He or she might be incorrect in what they're saying. Stop worshiping men and learn the information. Period. Because I see people saying stuff, and y'all keep saying the algorithm. If you knew what algorithm really meant, you would not use the word algorithm. The algorithm changes every day. Do you know that? So y'all keep regurgitating nonsense. That's why you're lost. If you learn, and you learn, then you might know. So the best thing for you to do is to get you a website, right? Find a way to make it to where you can sell digital downloads. That is independent because the money goes straight to you. The minute somebody takes a split of your money, you're not independent. You need them to actually host your music. You have an artist by the name of Shooter. You would see Shooter 93, Shooter Non-Track. He is independent. He refuses to put his music on streaming platforms. If you want his music, he will take your money and send you a zip file or actually give you a physical. That is independence. The minute you go in the system, you're not independent. So stop saying we don't need record labels. Woo. I got a lot to learn, man. I got a lot to learn. And in order to win, and in order to function in something, you have to learn. It's easy. Just Google some stuff. Educate yourself on what it is you want to do and what you're doing. Stop listening to people who don't know what they're talking about. Because there's so many people who don't know what they're talking about, more than people who know what they're talking about, because the people who know what they're talking about don't talk. They be the 10%ers, the bloodsuckers of the poor. And you want to be a 5%er or poor righteous teacher heavy on the poor. The people who know don't say nothing. You might say, I ain't telling these niggas. Let them keep thinking what they think. So y'all don't understand. Y'all don't understand. The record labels is all a big Ponzi scheme. They all down together. We got YouTube Music. We got Apple Music. We got Spotify. Look at all the music streaming platforms. They're all in cahoots. If they wasn't, it would only be one. They're all down together. They all share your music. They all give you pennies to your music. You have something called CPMs. 1,000 CPMs. So say right now I did this video, right? And say the CPM for my channel right now is $7. So per 1,000 views on the video, I get $7. That might be that CPM. The other CPM, so when you see people put multiple ads on their video, every CPM is not $7. One of them might be a quarter. So that's per 1,000 views. You got a quarter for this ad. You got seven for this ad because it was a premium ad. Then you got the ads that just pop up like a little banner. Those be the low-hanging fruit. Then you might get a Ford ad. You might get a T-Mobile ad. Those are premium ads. But do you know what CPMs are? Do you know? Because I had people say, damn, you did 1 million views on that. How much you made off that? Like 200,000, right? Because they said it's $1 per view. Oh, God. That nigga still think like that in 2023? $1 a view? In 22? Y'all still think that? So nobody's able to correct y'all. Nobody's able to tell you the truth and give you the information because y'all going to still run with this barbershop shit. Y'all still going to run with this corner red cup drinking white shit in the corner of your mouth, black lip conversation. But y'all don't understand. So you have people like myself who try to give you the information, but you don't want the information because you want it from who you want it from and they're not going to give it to you. They're not giving it to you. Because if you know and if you learn, then you would know how to move. You would learn how to make your math math. You would learn how to say, okay, I'm going to put this 2, put it on top of this 8, put it on top of this 10 over here. Now I got 20. But I needed the 2 to go with the 8 to get 10. To get the 10 over here, but now I got 20 in combination. So people might look at people and say, yo, you only stream this on your album. Yeah, but I put out 10 albums this year and I streamed this on 10 of them. I'm not looking for a big chunk off of one album. I'm in it for the long haul. This is what it is. It's simple mathematics. But we have to stop passing false information. Because the false information is what's hurting many of you. You are in a situation where you think you're fitting in. You think you're fitting in. You are becoming who you're not. You're willing to whip the pot, hit the ops, whip the op. You're willing to do all that, but that's not who you are. Be who you are, fam. If you don't want to rap like that, don't rap like that. Who cares if you say, yo, you sound old school, or you sound like this, or you sound like, who cares what people say who you sound like? Because if it's dope, the dope is going to sell itself. Good dope is going to sell itself. It might be long, but if you're in it for the long haul, you're in it for the long haul. Get you a little J.O., be able to make them ends meet, be able to feed that family, them babies, keep a roof over your head. But the good dope is going to sell because they're getting tired of this now. They're tired of this now. They're tired of this drill trap. They're tired of it. They're tired of it. They say we're not even signing it no more. So if you got two albums worth of that, wait till my shit. Because everybody who I put my post up and say, wait till my shit drop. Nigga, I listen to your shit. You trash. And that's what it is. Many of y'all not getting told, yo, you are trash. I'm not telling you to give up your dreams. I'm telling you to enhance your shit. And sometimes you might not be the dopest dude in your clique. Why don't you get behind the dope guy? You know how much it must have took? You know how much ego they had to put to the side to say, M-E-T-H-O-D, man, was that? If they did not put out Method Man, we wouldn't have no Wu-Tang. Because it took something to commercially break through. And when Method Man broke through, here come the Klan. Yeah, they put out Protect Your Neck. This is all of us. But when that M-E-T-H-O-D man came out, and it was Method Man for Dolo. He got signed to Def Jam. It broke down the door for everybody. Now we going to get this Ray album. Now we going to get this Iron Man. Y'all don't like to do that. Everybody want to be in front of the camera. Everybody want to be followers. Everybody want to, I got the most followers. I. Give me a rap group. You notice there's no groups, right? Because nobody want to stick together. Everybody want to be individuals. Everybody want to be that dude. Sometimes you just not that dude, fam. Some of y'all niggas is ugly. Like, respectfully, you don't even have a commercial appeal to you. Like, you can be ugly and be fly, and it could be something about you. You might have a dope-ass rapping voice, a dope style or whatever. But not only you ugly, you can't rap. You got, your jibs ain't right. And there's nobody want to be like you. In order for you to be successful in business, somebody has to look and say, I want to be like this person. I like what they do. I like that. I mean, I just don't have it. You just ain't got it. Seriously, you just don't got it. But nobody's telling you. Because it was a point where somebody say, yo, you whack. And you be like, all right, I ain't fucking with it. Now you tell somebody they whack. You a hater. No, I ain't no hater. You a hater because you hate yourself because you sat in the booth and y'all always bopping your head and niggas was lying to you, fam. You trash. You're not getting a deal. You're not getting, you're not getting nothing. Seriously. You not. Put it into somebody who you know is going to bring you through the back door. Pause. Put it into somebody that you know that can crack that door down because that's what it's about. Once we get into the building, we going to run through this building. But who going to get us in the building? You? Oh, you get us Jeffrey from Will House every time, fam. Every time you walk in, they Jeffrey us. We got to find another way. You keep getting us Jeffrey'd, fam. We got to find another way. It ain't you. How can we get in through this? So this is the thing. We keep calling this person the dick. Well, my shit come out, watch. Yo, listen to my shit. I be saying, yo, fam, you really think you gonna make an impact on a goddamn system? This is a system. Why you think they let us celebrate so much? Why you think they let us have all this? Jeffrey is Jazzy Jeff when he used to throw jazz out the house in Fresh Prince. But his name is real Jeff though. I always call him Jeffrey because his name is Jazzy Jeff. But anyway, yeah, jazz. Anyway, so look, this is a system, fam. The system has not changed. Just the people in charge. But the system is the system. In order to break the system, it has to be a change of how we go about dealing with this system. First, they had a problem with streaming. Remember, they didn't like it. LimeWire. You had LimeWire. You had different things that they were against. Then out of nowhere, they embraced it. And he was like, huh, why they embrace the streaming thing? You don't think they sat down with these platforms and found a way? Napster, yes, uh-huh. Dakota Strange, or I don't know how to pronounce it. I thought it was Dakota, but it might be Doctor Strange. Okay, dope. That's a dope spelling, by the way, too. You understand what I'm saying? But they found a way to say, hold on, we better embrace this. This is the new way. We still talking about, let's take it back to 89. No. No. I love the old music. I love the nostalgia. When I listen to it, a lot of it didn't have the technology that we have today. It wasn't mastered. It wasn't a certain way. It is not a certain way. So I love it for what I loved it for, but I'm trying to hear that 1989 shit in 2023. Right? So we're in a time where everybody think they're going to save the industry when my shit come out. Stop that, man. I got to get out of that mentality. What you need to do, I could give you the foolproof plan to save all this shit. I could give you the way to save this shit. What happens is when individuals come out, everybody supports that. Then it's your turn. Then it's your turn. Then it's your turn. But you're so busy not supporting because your shit gonna be better. Watch, I can get them again. And Ebro said, I got a call. He's an inside man. He's a guy who works at Hot 97, was once the program director, also works for Apple Music. They are deprioritizing signing hip hop. They're not signing your rappers no more. But see, I know y'all, right? I know y'all. Y'all such dick riders. So unoriginal. So uncreative. Y'all a faker accent. Y'all a faker accent. And say, I'm doing Afro beats now. Because that's what's in. You're a faker accent to do Afro beats. You'll be Bad Bunny if you have to. Just to fit in. What happened to, that's not my thing. See me? I'm a talking third person. Doggy Diamonds don't do nothing he don't want to do. That's what everybody doing? So what? I don't care. I ain't doing that. Listen, what? That's what they doing? They getting on there crying. They getting on there crashing. They looking at the camera going, that's not what I do. I'm going to be me. It's okay for me to be me. I know who I am. I know what I am. I'm not them. So why would I be them? When I act like them and try to be them, I don't care how many views a person get for doing something. That ain't me. That's not what I do. I'm not even conscious of it. It's just, that's not me. I don't even know what they do. But many of you, just to get in this so-called wicked industry, and everybody who make it, they did this, and they had to give up this, and they did this. Let me ask y'all something. This is a serious question, and I want this universally spread. If this industry is so wicked, if you got to sell your soul and you got to do this and do that to be successful, why y'all all want to do this so bad? If it's that bad and you know it's wicked and You got to do these sacrilegious rituals. Why you want to do this so bad? Why you want to be a part of this? Anything that I thought was going to be long-term detrimental to me, my family, and my health, you think I want to do it? I don't even smoke cigarettes. I don't drink. I don't smoke. Why? Because it's going to be detrimental to my health long-term. So you think I'm going to get into something that's going to hurt me long-term? Make it make sense. Y'all want to do this so bad. Y'all want to rap so bad. I'm doing this, but I ain't doing this. Look.
Look what you do for free.
Look how you make assholes of yourself for free. For free. Look what you do for free. Imagine what you would do for a little bit of money. Well, stop capping. I'm saying what you ain't going to do. Look what you do for free, fam. Look what you do for a couple of likes, a little heart, a little comment, a little repost. Look what you do for free. So imagine what you would do for $10, $20, a chain. Stop. That's why they control you, because you don't have no integrity. And when they say, look, we tired of y'all shit, fuck y'all, what you gonna do now? That's why y'all sitting there like, god damn, what we gonna do now? We don't need them anyway. You don't? Okay. Which y'all fail to realize too, right? You have information that's public information, but then you have information that have went through many ears before it hits the public. They already have meetings. You know they have meetings. They have think tanks. They do Zooms. They do conference calls on where they want to steer the culture, what direction they're moving in, what's the target, and who they're trying to target. What you don't know is that all of these companies sell your information. They sell your information. So when you went on Facebook, you gave your name, your birth date, your political party, your religion, your family members, what type of ice cream you like, your sign. They take that and they sell that. And now they have a database. Why are they always talking about data breaches? Where do you think the data breach is? You think the data breach is that they didn't take no money out your bank account, right? They didn't breach that. They breached your information. They sell. You ever have somebody call you and say, hey, you bought a car, and do you still need a warranty for your 2017 Ford Explorer? You like, I sold that car 10 years ago. I mean, not 10 years ago, that would be too long. I sold that car 4 years ago. That's because somebody sold your information. So you think they don't know what I'm doing. You think they don't know what I like. You don't think the streams are recorded? You on the fucking app. They know everything about you. They know that you ain't been streaming some of this music lately. They know you tired of it. They know the streams is down. So they say we gonna move. They know you go to head with the head. The burner boy go to head with the head. They know you like that now. So they say, oh shit, the streams is up. Bad Bunny is up. Let me get another jewel. Let me give you another jewel. And you put your credit card information too. Because you buy shit. Right? You buy your blue checks are for sale now. Your subscriptions are for sale. So they got all your information. They know the last four digits of your social. So now look. Who is the number one streaming artist? The biggest artist that do the biggest tours. Who you think that is? Candace Rodriguez said it. Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny, who I don't think... I don't know what his preference is. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know. But what has he been showing signs of tinkering with? Like he, you know, he kissed a dude. I mean, where I'm from, if you kiss a man, my nigga. Was good. You know what I'm saying? Like, why you think Drake been playing with us wondering, yo, what's up with fam? He painted his nails. Now he got pom-poms, two ponytails. They playing. They're trying to cater to a demographic. They're trying to cater to the buying audience, the demographic. I think Drake is doing that. He's doing that because he's trying to straddle the fence. Remember when Nicki Minaj came out? You know how Nicki Minaj got big? Boys is icky. I don't like boys. I like girls. You don't remember that? Oh, y'all forgot about that Nicki Minaj, right? That's what she did. But Drake wants to take out Bad Bunny. It's all a play. You tell me why a man will have two pom-poms with like barrettes in it. You tell me why a man will paint his fingernails. You don't remember Nicki Minaj coming out like that? Ew, boys are icky. You don't remember that? They play. They play. And I'm not saying they are, but they play because everybody's perception is their reality. So what they do is they play something and then you look at it and you buy into it. I mean, who's the Barbs? Who's the Kens? Oh, you mean to tell me you a fucking Ken? What man is going to say, I'm a Ken and I advocate for Nicki? And shout out to them fans and the people who do that. I'm not saying that. But they all play. It's all for supremacy in that genre. So as the buying audience go, hold on, let me find the Drake picture. Do I have the Drake picture on my phone? Hold on. I'll never play with y'all a cap or... Did I save it? I don't know if I saved it. Oh, yeah, here we go. What is that? You want me to do? It's all a game. It's all a game. So, oh, y'all want to say it again for those who just might have joined the chat? I ain't gonna give you any misinformation or just put something on somebody. That's current. So what do you want? As they push certain agendas, it goes in stages. If you can, I don't know if you could get it on Amazon. I don't know how you would get this book. But a great read. Great read is Behold a Pale Horse by William Cooper, also known as Bill Cooper. If you could find any, you might have some YouTube stuff up, Bill Cooper. Family, I read the book 1995. I read the book in 1995. In that book, he spoke about how they was, what they was going to do to control the population. Everything that you see happening now, he said it in 95. He said about the Reezy. He said about they was going to use the music. He said they was going to use the Fun Boys. And he said they was going to, the aliens. He predicted all of this. That's why y'all need to read. You know, again, you know, it's more to read than the Shade Room. I just want y'all to know that. Please, if you can, get the book. Read it. He showed classified documents. And you know what they did? He's unalived. And he said, Maya tried to cap and say I ain't give her the book, too. That's a whole nother story. But he said they was going to get him. First, they ran him off the road, had him in a chair. Then they eventually unalived him. So what y'all have to understand, this is psycho. That's why they let us think we own hip-hop. They let us do that. Yeah, we hip-hop. We're this. We're hip-hop. We're this. Hip-hop 50? Who said that that was hip-hop birthday? Did a conglomerate of those elders say this is the birthday of hip-hop? Like, they really gave us the birth date of our culture. But you know why they don't care? You know why they want us arguing? You know why they want to keep us? Nah, every time Nas drop, he better than Jay-Z. That's it. That proves it now. Hold drop. Oh, no. Hold it. You know why they keep that going? Because they own everything. I'm telling you, they own everything. They own everything. Hey, we could keep arguing. We could keep fighting amongst ourselves. We could keep hip-hop in the death. They let hip-hop in Yankee Stadium? We could keep doing that shit. We could keep fighting. We could keep doing all that. Because they know they took it and they was able to weaponize it and use us against us. Because that's all the fuck we know now. That's all we know. All we know is hip-hop. What else is anybody else talking about? Fam. What else is anybody else talking about? At your job? On the bus? On the train? In the barbershop, in the hair salon, on the blogs, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Threads, on Reddit, on Discord, on Twitch. Everybody is only talking about hip-hop. You know why? Because they was able to brainwash us with something that we think we own and we really think we're going to get rich from. Listen, you watched in real time Diddy. Diddy. It ain't rap music. It's hip-hop. There's no such thing as there's no differentiation between rap music and hip-hop. That's nigga made up shit because they own it all, okay? Now listen. Diddy, the billionaire. You watched him drop his company. How could you drop a billionaire? And then he wanted to claim, well, they was trying to only get me to market to the urban market. But you did it for years, fam. You had us believing you owned this shit. We like, yeah, let's drink Ciroc because it's owned by a black man. Cap. So we've been had, we've been played. So when they say, you know what, we've been giving these dudes big deals. We've been giving them what for how many albums? Ain't nobody selling no more. They not selling. Nas is the GOAT. Nas is this. Nas is that. Nas, 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 Nas. He not selling no records. Y'all love him, but y'all won't support him. His music ain't no TikToks. His music ain't no TikToks. His music ain't no, this is the piece that you cannot buy. Chicks touching their hair. Fresh off a breakup and sitting there with a drink and doing this with their friends. They playing Tim's. They not playing Nas. Tim's is running the TikToks. Burna Boy is running the TikToks. Bad Bunny is running the TikToks. In the Instagrams, in the Snapchats, musics. You think that's what they going for now? It's what y'all are consuming. Y'all not sitting there playing on Nas. They not twerking to Nas. They twerking to that Latin and African music. So, hey, according to our data, listen, let's get all this shit out of here. It's simple mathematics. But when many of y'all math ain't math and you argue, but you don't do. Why can't Nas be great and Jay-Z be great? Why do we have to have either Drake, Kendrick, or J. Cole? Why can't we have all of them respectively, have them all? Because when this new influx of this Afro beats come in, when this new influx of Bad Bunny-isms come in, they not going to be fighting. They had Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears. They had NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, 98 Degrees, LFO, and whatever else. And the same dude made most of the groups. They didn't fight. Now, some of those groups are touring together because that group broke up, so they merged the Backstreet Boys with whatever one of them niggas' name is from NSYNC, with them. They didn't fight. They get the money, but with us, oh no, we can only have one. We can have different kings and kingdoms. We only can have one king. We can only have one king. We can only have one queen. Who you like, Nicki or Little Kim? I'm a Kim. Well, I'm a Nicki. I'm a Foxy. I'm a WAP. They make us fight for them crumbs. Make us fight for them crumbs. But as they sit there and they all come together. I told y'all before, look at all the guys that I showed you in the last stream that I can't get monetized off, so I ain't going to mention their name. They all sit down together. They all sit down together and do interviews with each other. I tried it. I tried to do interviews with some of my counterparts. I've done some of them. I've interviewed Gilly. I interviewed Joe Budden. I interviewed Nori. I've interviewed all of them. But the new guys on the block, look how they act once they start getting a little fame and fortune. Look how they act. Are you proud? You think I'm proud of the people that I presented to you? You think I'm proud? You think I'm proud of how that shit turned out? You think I'm proud? I'm disgusted. I feel like, damn, I should have left this nigga on the side of the road. Look what he did. Look what he doing. Whoa, yo. That's nothing I could do. But just move away. Then when I move away, then they want to attack me because, listen, fam, you on some other shit. That wasn't what we cared. That's not what I helped you with. That's not what I tried to help you. You on some other shit. But all of them could just come in, sit together. Then the demographic changes. And this is what happens. This is what happens. So we're not allowed to love all of our people. They make us choose. We got individuals from different eras that we're arguing about. We're arguing about Michael Jordan versus LeBron James. And they never played each other before. Never. And they select who they want to win. And we sit here, we fight and argue amongst each other. And then they say, look at them. Look at them. Look what we made them do. We got them. Little do they know. We about to pull the rug from all of them. We about to pull the rug from all of this. We about to switch gears. We not signing none of that. That's out. Yeah, that was, you know, 2021. That was, you know, that was big. That's not where the industry is going. You know that they sit around and they project shit, right? You do know, right? Like, you do know that they have a demographic. They got a blueprint. And they sit there and they tell you where it's going. We project. Don't you see that all the time? Right now, while y'all with me on this stream, you got think tanks, you got university, you got different people and places sitting around talking. Don't you watch the news and they say, a Duke University study says that by 2025, and you'll be like, how the fuck they come up with that? Nobody asked. They didn't have to ask you no more. Your data is available. Why you think when you go to websites now, what you got to do? What every website say? Do you accept these cookies? What do you think them cookies are? Do your research. Everything ain't spooky. It's in your face. Everything is not a conspiracy. And that's why. And ooh. And it ain't that. It's right in your face. Why do you think you got to accept cookies on every website? Do you know what cookies are? Look up what cookies are. Look it up. It's easy. So that's why they'll just say, you know what? We ain't signing these niggas no more. We'll be going to create another NBA young boy. This nigga got 25 kids. He on house arrest. Oh, no. We tired of that. Let's go in another direction. Let's starve him out for a little while. Let's have them all infighting. The lack of resources and the lack of money is going to do what? What is it going to do? What's going to happen when the money not coming in? And Dirk can't grease some of them palms that he greased to keep some people off him, to keep some people happy. What happens when the Lions get hungry? See, on the field, on the plane, the Lions are here. The Buffaloes are there. The Elk is there. They all together. You see the lion, the tail going. Flies is all on their face. They all drinking out the same thing. What happens when the Lions get hungry? They remind everybody why they're Lions. So you could feed the wolves. You could give, yeah, nah, yo, that's my homie. That's my man. He just did 10, 15 years. Yeah, you know, I just did. What happens when the money dry up? What happens when the money dry up? Because y'all not selling no more. Now, and not re-signing you. Now, you're not streaming the way you was. You're not in demand. We're not pushing you. Because when you go to Apple Music and some of these apps, they put them on the front of the app. They make sure that they're visible. They pay for that. Marketing and promotion. So what happens now, projected, this dude was making this amount of money. One thing that we do as a people, and many people do, I'm not going to put that on us, but one thing that people do when they make a certain amount of money, what do? You start spending more money. You start projecting shit. I make about $80,000 a month. I could spend like $60,000 and put $20,000 away. 20, 80 times 12. I made damn near M this year. They get you here. They get you comfortable. Then that 80, they cut it to 40. They make sure it's cut to 40 because you know they could cap you, right? You know they could put a ceiling. Do you know that when I do numbers, it stops? So nobody's watching it anymore? It just doesn't get promoted anymore? That's it? Everybody saw it. It doesn't keep growing. They put caps on us. This is facts. So what happens? Now you only making 40, but you was taking 10 and paying homeboy hang with me, hold me down money. Can't get these niggas 10 no more because I ain't got it like that. I got side chicks. I got babies out there. I got all types of shit going on out there. I don't got it like that. So what happens? What happens now? What happens now? They start looking around like, yo, hold up, fam. Hold up. Where mine's at? At Suge Knight. You know, at one particular point, you couldn't get within 5 feet of Suge Knight, right? When he lost all that, you seen Suge Knight laying on the floor. You think in them heydays, a death row with all them homies around him, you was going to get 5 feet within him? When that money dried up and it was the row and he lost a lot of stuff, you seen him laying on the floor, right or wrong. I mean, I ain't making nothing up. You saw him laying on the floor. He got knocked out by a barber. And nothing happened to the barber? He got clapped. He got knocked out a couple of times. Ain't had the money no more. So all I'm saying to y'all is, if I had to leave y'all with something, if you're a content creator, if you make music, do what you do. If you follow what they want you to follow, at any given time, they can say, huh, we don't want that no more. They'll have you jumping through hoops to be a part of what you think they want until they don't want it. And then now you're sitting there with nothing. You ain't got your publishing. You don't even own your music. Many artists don't even own their names. This industry, this system is all designed against you. The only way to defeat that is the power in numbers and the power of support. And sometimes we don't always have to be so vocal with what we're doing. Because one of the things, 927 people in the room, you already know, 927, that is my lucky number. One of the problems is that we talk too much. Now, we should be able to talk, but we talk about our strategy out loud. It's the dumbest shit you can do. But it's one thing they can't stop. They can't stop the love and support. Sometimes people say to me, yo, I hit the like button and it went away. Well, hit it again. Yo, I'm not getting your videos. Well, unsubscribe, re-hit the bell. Oh, this ain't happening, fam. Okay, so then go to my website, doggydiamondsnofilter.com. It's on the screen for a reason. Go there, put your name in the email list, and I'll make sure that you get the email because I'm going to send it to you. When are we going to stop depending on the people who want us to stop us to help us? Y'all the only people who go to their schools and say they're not educating us. Well, don't go to their school. All you're going to do is go into debt because once you get that piece of paper, they're going to say, well, you got to go back to school. So you owe us $70,000. You got to go back to school for another $17,000 and we might hire you. But if not, Subway is hiring for $9 an hour. So you got this BA in this and this BA in that and you have this and You're too qualified for Subway. But you're underqualified for over here. But they got room for you on Skid Row. I mean, they got room for you in Tent City. They got room for you in shelters. Don't worry about it. So it's about using this and stop listening to people who's been deceiving you. There's a lot of people who have been deceiving you. And you have to use discernment. It ain't for me to say, don't listen to this man. Don't listen to that man. All I'm saying to you is that let's look at people who've built something, how they built it, and why they built it, and who have they helped in their building. That's it. The like button is free. A comment is free. I mean, I got merch, shop.doggydiamondsTV. I got a super chat. I got a cash app, all that. But that's not even required. If you just hit the like, you supported me. If you just hit the share, you supported me. If you just took the video the way you take the fight video, the way you take this video, put it on your Instagram, you helped. But stop saying you want to see people win if you're not cheering. See, when the nigga hold his arms in victory, I am so quiet. But when the nigga get knocked out, you hear noise. The victory should be so loud that it's deafening. You only hear that when you're laying on the ground. Everything is on y'all. This industry can't dictate what you gonna do, what you like. You just gotta find a way. You put too much of you out there. We know where you at. We know where you vacation. We know what you drink. We know your kids. We know your location. We know everything. We know what you ate. And they do too. And their job is to find a way to make money off of it. Why you think, what do you think emojis is for? Emojis is an expression of how you feel, right? Everything is an analytic. Trust me. Everything. It's why you're always pushing something. I own websites. You ever, if any website owners, you ever look at the back end of your site? You ever look at Google? You ever look at your analytics? I ain't talk about AdSense. Everything is an analytic. And what they plan is working. Because all we know, respectfully, is nigga rap hip hop shit. And now they say, we don't even want it no more. So what y'all know, what y'all gonna do now? You don't think they see this big FBA movement, this Ados movement? Oh, we not a part of them. Oh, y'all don't want to be a part of them? Okay. Oh, y'all made up hip hop? Okay. So we'll just take y'all, have y'all 50th. Take the stadiums. Because they get PC off that. Don't think they don't get no money off that. Have your stadiums, have all of that. Because it ain't going to be no 51.